So we are talking now about the things that a person needs to believe. What it means that a person has bitachon. So we said there's five different things that a person, if they really believe them fully, so that means, and certainly on our way up, bitachon, as we always say, is not an all or nothing proposition. We're continuing to move ourselves along the continuum of bitachon, but the way to the things a person has to believe. So certain, we said there are five categories, and one of them was a category that's broken into seven parts. So with seven parts that we talked about already. So things that a person would believe about the person who's the one you would have the most trust in. So we're not going to go through all of them again, but one of them that he expands on a little bit here, more than he did before, is the following. He has mentioned before that one of the things that a person would need, if you want to believe in a certain individual, that they have trust in that person, so you have to believe the following. Sheyamin she'af echad me'abruim ein b'yadu lo lahoyola v'lo lahazik, lo la'asam v'lo la'acherim, ki im b'yershus habaris baruch. That no person can do anything to me unless Ribbono Shel Olam wants it to happen. Not through a good thing, not through a bad thing, without Hashem. Hashem is the gatekeeper of our lives, basically. There's no good or bad thing that can happen to me in my life if Hashem doesn't decide that it's going to happen. So, again, there might be another person making a choice to do a good thing, okay, but if it's not supposed to come to you, then it won't come to you, right? And if it's supposed to come to you, then even if that person doesn't make the choice some other way, it'll get to you. But the point is that Hashem, that nothing happens unless Hashem wants it to be that way for you. Okay. So he says, I want to give you a mashal, he says, to explain why that makes sense to believe such a thing. So he says, imagine a person, you work at a company, and you have 10 people above you. And every one of those people has a certain amount of power to give instructions, tell you what to do, they report on you, etc. So what's going to happen is you're going to spend your time like trying to figure out, how to make each one of these 10 people like you, right? Because they're all responsible for you. But the truth is you're not going to focus on any one of them alone. Why? Because none of them have ultimate power to do anything to you. But what would happen, he says, if you have now one person who's more in charge, right? But the others are also in charge. So you'll probably pay more attention to that guy and a little less to the people who are under him. But what happens if there's one person, only one boss, and he makes all the decisions and everybody else is a zero? They can't do anything. There's not a single decision they make that has anything to do with you. They can't decide anything about what you do, what your job is, how much money you get paid, zero. So who are you going to focus on? You're only going to focus on the boss because he's the only one who can do anything for you. So says Ben B'chaye, alachas kama v'kama v'kama, kol shekein for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That we, if you would ask any person, right, any God-fearing person, right, can anything happen in your life without Hashem? And just, no, of course not. Who's the strongest, most powerful being in the world who can determine anything? Of course you'd say God. We'd all say God. If you believe in God, right? We say God. It's obvious this, right? Yet, it's hard because if you walk around the world that you see, your own life, it doesn't look that way. It looks like, you make a deal, you get paid, you get a raise, you get paid more, you get whatever happens. You crash a car, you lose money, whatever it is. It looks like to us that the things that happen to us happen because of all kinds of things in the world. It doesn't look like it's coming from the Bono Shalom. We can't see the Bono Shalom. And so even though we know it, it's hard for us to strengthen that belief. So says Rabbi Mechai, but that is what it means to be Baal Bitachon. But Baal Bitachon to say, I know that it's true that there's no one as powerful as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that nothing in my life can happen without him. And if I really believe it, and I really believe it to be true, and I strengthen that belief, it doesn't happen just by one time saying, yeah, I believe. It takes time to continue to mechazik that belief. But if I do, so then I put myself in a position, a much better position. I continue moving on the continuum of bitachon to be a person who recognizes that there's no one in the world, no person, nothing that determines what happens in my life except the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I have that sense, I have that feeling, then it allows me to, again, continue to climb the rungs of having bitachon only in the Ribbono Shel Olam.